say to that? Just come up there and acting like he's been preaching for years. What do you say to that? But you know what, guys? What he was saying is exactly right, for the simple fact that I myself know from experience. I've been in the streets, and people walk up to me and because they know where I go to church at. And, hey, Ricardo, I have this, that, and this going on in my life. Would you and your church pray for us? But then again, flip it coin over, I often think, well, if you think that too much of our church praying, why don't you just come on out here and join us? I do think that. But yet and still, it's an awesome compliment. Amen? It really is. I was in Walmart. And on my way out the door, one of the greeters, she grabbed me by the arm. She said, come here. She said, I got to tell you something. So anyway, I stopped, and we walked to the side out of the door. And she said, Ricardo, she said, I want you to pray for my niece. She's 12 years old, and her parents are going through some things, and said this has drove this child to have a nervous breakdown. 12 years old. Oh, I want you to pray for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're strong, guys. You know, the Lord, the word says, where two or more gathered, he'll be right there. Amen. And we're strong, guys. This church, I know, has set the tone for several churches around here. I know that for a fact. But God lives here as well as he does anywhere else. Amen.
Amen.
And that's exactly right. I was at another church last week, and I saw a spectacle. I saw what was supposed to be, I'm sorry, but now I call it like I see it. I saw people would read a scripture, and when they did their message, it's nothing about the scripture. It's a lot of, I don't know what you call it, but I didn't feel comfortable at all. It wasn't there. There was. I'm dressed to please everybody, or just to show. When we come in here, we have church, and when the word is bought, when the scripture's read, they normally preach on that scripture, not unless we get off chasing a rabbit. Ain't that right, Dad? But anyway,
I plead the fifth.
Hey, let's do that.
Well, what I wanted to say was, you know, people at the dollar store, they will come up and they'll ask me to pray for them or whatever, and you do. And then, you know, I just believe that God takes care of whatever situation they've got or whatever. But, you know, some of them, after a few weeks or whatever, they'll come back and they say, oh, you know that situation you prayed for? And sometimes I don't remember because I see so many people. But they might remind me or whatever, and then they'll tell me. And things get answered, or it works out, and that's your opportunity to say, see, God is there for you. Jesus is there for you. No, you're his child. Yes, you know, you need to be with him more. You need to walk with him more, but you don't always have to give them a big sermon to get them to know something. And it is awesome that, you know, you can do that. And it's not the person, because I'm not, I don't feel like I'm called to do that. But the thing is, actually, we all are in our own way. If we don't do it like Brother Jerry would do it. We don't do it like Ricardo would do it. But just go out there and do it. And that's awesome.
I want to share something else, Ricardo. We met with the Burns brothers. We every few months we get together, and they live in Louisville, and we get together with them. And yesterday was the day that we did that. And in addition to her two brothers and their wife, another brother and sister-in-law weren't able physically to make it. But one of the brothers brought their little granddaughter. She's 4 or 5 years old. And we had, with us, we had Kaylin and Sadie and Matthew. And if you look around and you don't see Sadie, that's because she's a cardinal now. She's at the University of Louisville, and she already told, did you, she told, that there'd been some girls that had come to her. She met them, and they invited her. They said, we have a Bible study here on campus every week, and we'd like for you to come. And she said, sounds good to me. But the little one, the little granddaughter, she was sitting there. Her grandpa is a bus driver in the Olam County school system. And she's been looking so forward, they said, to the fact that her grandpa is a bus driver. And she's got a little friend in her class at school. Now, this is pre-kindergarten or pre-kindergarten one. Kindergarten, because they're just now starting to ride the bus. Yeah, this little girl. And she said, I don't like to ride the bus. And she said, why? She said, because I'm afraid. She said, well, I ride the bus, the little great niece. She said, I ride the bus. And the other one says, yeah, I'm just afraid. And our little great niece put her hand on that little girl's arm and said, you'll be all right riding the bus. Jesus watches after me while I'm riding the bus, and he'll watch after you too. And you don't know what kind of something like that's going to do. So just, you know, a lot of people say, keep your mouth shut. No, keep your mouth working out here when you're saying the right stuff. Amen. Because you're going to touch somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life.
Yes.
There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Now we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Here we go, y'all. If you believe it, if you receive it,
yeah.
If you can feel it, somebody testify. Whoa. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got change, he's a pain taker. maker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Amen. Hallelujah.
You, Lord, you're a chain breaker.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You're a deliverer, a healer.
Hallelujah. Y'all stand with me and believe right here. You know, Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now. And I just speak healing over that little girl.
Amen.
Lord, we need your divine intervention right here, Heavenly Father, to lift her spirits and heal her body, Lord God, and touch the parents, Lord God, that they may see what they're doing to their baby. Lord, I just thank you for healing, and I thank you for touching. I thank you for wisdom and all that comes along with being a parent, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come, broken heart, let rescue begin. Come, find your mercy, oh sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burden. come as you are. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I want to say, if you're listening to this message on the internet, wherever you might be, God's speaking to you, and he tells you that he loves you, and you come as you are to him right now, right where you are, and he'll accept you, and he'll save you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Up your gaze, be lifted up, tell everyone how great the love comes down from heaven's gate, to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty? Keep playing right here. Just keep playing. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for this day. I thank you for this church, Lord God. I thank you for the people that inhabit this church, Heavenly Father, because the ones that are here are the ones that are supposed to be here, Lord God, and I just thank you for that. Now, Lord God, it's time to take an offering up, so I'm going to pray that, Lord God, that you bless the givers and the tithers mightily for what they do here. I ask you, Lord God, to please bless the cleaners and the everybody that has an operation here, Lord God, just bless them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing. Hands be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. I get excited when I go to church.
Amen.
I get excited when I go somewhere to sing. I get excited when I go to Walmart and I get to talk to these people. I get excited when I get to tell people about the Lord. I do. I really do. And I also learned how to be excited when I look back over my life and I see what God has done for me, when I see where God has brought me from. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I can't thank him enough. You know, and I feel for the people that have come to know the Lord, and they're not happy with where they're at. It's all been done for you. All you got to say is, "I believe, Lord," and it's a done deal. It's God's grace covers a multitude of things that we're going to do wrong. We're not a perfect people, but we are God's children. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. One thing about it, I know my place, and I know I'm not perfect. I try to do the best I can, and at the end of the day, I can lay down and rest my head knowing that I did the best I could that day, and knowing if I made a mistake, that God has covered that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be still. There is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. But you are my refuge. You are my strength. As I pour out my heart these things, I remember you are faithful, God, forever. Be still. Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. My strength, as I pour out my heart, these things. let faith arise. Let faith arise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. You know something, guys. When I first got saved, it took me years to really be able to read and understand what I was reading. And then now today, I have to go back and look and do research and ask God to explain to me what I'm reading on a lot of occasions. And through my walk in Christianity, have I been perfect? No. Heck no. I've stumbled right along the way like everybody else. But what I have learned is that the sincerity of my belief is the power of my belief. No need me walking out of here today not believing what I've heard in here. Not believing what the Bible says. It's not a bit of need in that. And one of the things that I see that happens a lot is that you'll be at a place and things will bother you, and you'll walk through a lot of problems, a lot of life problems, a lot of illnesses and everything like that. And then you know what got you through. You know who your backbone is. You know where your coverage is. And what's always amazed me is people get up and leave that. No, well, it's the truth. Why would I want to walk out from under my covering? Because I've seen it done. And be honest with you, I don't care where you go in this life, you're not going to find another church like this. They may believe similarly. They may do things similarly. But as this group of people, it won't happen. It's no way that it'll happen. The grace of God covers a multitude of sin. But as a family unit, when we pray and stand and believe on things, that's a strength with all of its own. I personally believe that. And God is good. And see, I remember all the nights you walk in here at camp meeting, this floor be lined up with people laying around. I remember the times that people just take off running, hooping and hollering in here. God's in his house.
Amen.
And I don't care where you go searching, you ain't going to find nowhere else, no better. Amen. And that's what I believe, and I'll stand on that. You know, the God I serve, he's, what you call, omnipotent? Is that the word? Does that mean he's everywhere? Hey, what do you say? I learned something, guys. Lord is my strength, so whom shall I fear? Amen. Go ahead and keep it.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
All they need, your name is all we need.
freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name. Freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. That there is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Is in the name of Jesus all we need. Is in the name of Jesus all we need. He is the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Is in the name of Jesus all we need.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know what, Nana? I tell you what. All during service, this song kept coming through my head. I remember you used to lead this song. It goes, lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Say, lift up the name of Jesus. We gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to me. Come on and lift him up. Say, lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up,
I draw men to me. Come on and lift him up.
Get him off.
Lift him
up. Come on.
Well,
lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. We gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Come on and lift him up.
Do
it, Mom. Do it, Mom. Lift him up. Talk about the ears and stuff down there.
Well, death ears will be open.
Glory to God. That felt good.
Hallelujah.